outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's August 3rd. We're ready for the weekend. Are you?
I know. I don't know if I am. I mean, I am, but I don't know. I'm just in a weird mood today, and I don't feel good. I think that's it, too. Like, I feel sick.
Really?
Yeah, like, my throat hurts. And
I hope you're not getting Ebola or something.
A what?
Ebola. Oh. Have you heard of that?
No.
They have it in Africa now. It's, like, spreading. It's a really serious virus, and it's contagious.
Thank you. So all of a sudden you have Ebola.
It's in Africa now, but
I haven't been to Africa, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah, but I was just reading that one prisoner was treated and escaped. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. He's running around somewhere, you know, spreading the whole fucking disease all over the world.
So what exactly is it? I'm just so
I don't
tired.
Know why you ask.
Well, you just said I have
no idea. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm sure it kills. That's what it does.
You know, you'll have to look it up. So and see. Ebola? Like, is it like Ebola? Like, or E. coli?
E. coli? Maybe something like that. I don't know.
I mean, those are curable.
Yeah.
Those are just viruses.
No, but this is not the same. This is deadly.
Okay. Well, I mean, it can be deadly if you don't treat any of them. E. coli is like from feces getting into food.
Right.
Ebola, I don't know. Isn't that
well, the symptoms are like vomiting, diarrhea, fever. Do you have any of those?
No, I think I'm okay.
Good.
Although I might have a slight fever.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know. My glands are swollen and my throat hurts, but whatever. I'm just going to... And I've been really, really tired.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I can't get up. I don't know what's going on.
Well, then you need to get some rest. I think you're overly active, you know, as you always are.
Yeah, and I go to bed early. Like, I really don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah, like, I could not get up this morning. I was supposed to get up and go work out, and my girlfriend kept calling over and over and over, and I'm like, stop calling me.
Yeah, just leave me alone, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe maybe you need a little kick in the butt or something to get you started.
Maybe.
You know, get like an energy drink or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the monsters we have here. That'll wake you up.
Yeah, I should. I should get some. I don't know. I like the coffee ones.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm just in my weird mood.
Yeah. That's okay. There's a few things. Are you going to go in, to observe Kiss Day at Chick-fil-A today?
What is that again?
It's Kiss Day.
What is Kiss? So you go and you kiss something?
If you're gay, yeah.
Oh, so you go in and kiss another person?
They want to protest. Yeah, they want to protest Chick-fil-A's views on gay marriage.
And
so they're gonna go and they're gonna start kissing there. Yeah, in front of Chick-fil-A's.
I would totally do it inside of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. But there's a thing though. People that work there, they don't care.
Yeah.
Like they have nothing to do with it. It's the owner that's like.
Yeah, and the managers, I'm sure, and stuff.
But no, but I think like the managers in the stores here, they don't.
Yeah.
There's like over 1,000. No, I'm sorry, several thousand Chick-fil-A stores. There's lots. They're all over the country.
Not here though.
So
here they have very few.
Right, but I'm saying across the country.
Right.
So the managers don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care. You know, it's the owner of the company, which you know, in the news, this because it will make news.
Right.
It will piss him off probably, which is funny.
Yeah.
But the people inside the store don't care. So just go inside and make out.
Yeah. But they may not allow that, you know.
You can't.
I mean, they
say,
may not.
But you
allow
can't say I'm not
anybody.
Allowed to kiss. I mean, you can kiss your wife anywhere you want, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So
what about like public display? Is that
that's not illegal?
There's nothing against it.
As long as you're not showing your penis, you're fine.
You think?
I know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as there's no indecent exposure, it doesn't fucking matter. You can make out with whoever you want whenever you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, so I guess the Kiss Day is not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, let people do this. Apparently, some people are saying they're gonna pay with bills that say I'm gay on.
I would pay in pennies. That would be so much funnier. Hold up the whole line and piss everyone off.
Yeah, I'm still like, I don't understand the commotion around this. I mean, who cares about Chick-fil-A and who cares about their CEO and what he thinks?
He's a total fucking douchebag.
But it is a douchebag. You know, you don't get into controversial political issues when you're in business.
No, you don't.
You know, I mean, keep it at home. You know,
are they publicly traded? I guess not.
No, they're closely held private. Private family-owned company, yeah.
Yeah.
So they pride themselves in the fact that they're still married to their first wives and everything, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. How many are there that own it?
I don't know. It's a father and his two sons, I think.
And where do they live?
Like that.
South.
Where do they live? I don't know where they live. I have no idea where they live.
I'm thinking in the South.
You think that's where it started?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's how the mentality is down there, though. I mean, it's so different. It's so different. That's what makes me upset about East Coast and West Coast. Like, East Coast is still so racist.
Yeah.
Like, and the South is just, you know, it's still so bad.
Yeah, the South, yeah.
So bad. And that's why I can't stand, like, you know, I like going back home to hang out with my friends and stuff. But honestly, and it works both ways. It's like, a lot of, like, you go downtown, like, inner city Baltimore, and you're walking around, like, this lady, just because I'm Italian, so I'll never say I'm white, but like, we appeared white to her. She spit her chewed up sandwich at us.
Really?
Because that's just how it is, wow. Like there. So yeah. Of course, when a black person does that to someone all the time down there to a white family, then the white family is going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then it's this whole controversy that's still stuck there, and the stupid mentality, that the bubble that they live in, they never get out of it over there.
Right.
So that's why when I moved away, I was like, get me the fuck out, you know?
Yeah.
And
no, I know. A few days ago, this black couple, they wouldn't let them marry at their own church because they're black.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Where was this?
This was somewhere in the South a few days ago.
This is like the South, and this is part of the East Coast. I mean, honestly, it's very annoying. Like, New York's not really like that. It's like the city, and it's
right,
different.
Exactly.
But a lot of other places are.
Other places, really?
Yeah,
oh,
like
that's interesting.
Anywhere in the Northeast, pretty much, because it's just they're stuck in their old, stuck-up ways, and they're the ones that are wearing like golf shirts all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very like Nantucket and things like that. They're just very like snooty and just stuck in their ways, and that's just it just irks me so bad. And I love going to the East Coast and visiting friends, like I said, and there's some amazing places there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that mentality just bothers me.
Just stuck back in the past.
Yeah, it really, really bothers me. So I can't stay there for that long because it's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Such bullshit. And the South is still like that a lot, like I was saying.
Yeah, too, I know.
It depends where, like in the South.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, there's still a lot of racism in both directions.
I just think
that's
so unfair.
Yeah. It sucks. It really does. You know? I mean, you would think by now things would be different. But you know what? The thing is that in general, I think this country is good. You know, I think people have more or less the rights, you know, similar rights and stuff. And I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm seeing people, you know, whites, blacks all the time. They don't even notice each other's color.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's
here
just
doesn't
funny.
Matter.
Yeah.
It does not matter. It doesn't matter if your hair's pink, purple, whatever.
Right.
Like, and that was one cool thing that my parents came here. Like, when my mom first came here, she was scared. I took her to Melrose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was terrified.
Why?
I took her to Melrose, and she literally, like, almost flipped out because, like, some girl had purple hair and some other person
oh,
had tattoos.
God.
And, like, yeah, they're not used to that.
They don't have it back there?
If
really?
You do, then automatically you're a druggie, and automatically, like, nobody talks to you. Like, it's just, you're in your own bubble. It's really
weird.
You're
a weirdo, huh?
They're freaking so weird there. Yeah, so it's like, and it's gotten a little bit better, but I mean, she came here and she's freaking out. Like, oh my God, they're going to rob us. They're going to do this. I'm like, will you chill the fuck? This is Melrose.
Yeah.
Melrose. So I eventually, like, she came out the second time, and then she's like, oh, people are really accepting out here. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about anything. That's why I like it here. And then she started realizing, oh, that's a different mentality.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody cares about anybody here.
You don't know until you come out of that bubble that you live in,
right,
whatever area it is. And that's another thing that makes me upset, like, with the whole voting thing. I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, and this and that. Until you travel around to all these cities across the U.S., small towns, big towns, everything, don't make decisions based upon what you think, what you and your little bubble were told to do and raised to do, and this is what you're told to believe in because the church says this, or like, you know, that's how they speak there in their churches. You know what I mean? And like, it's, they live in that bubble until they travel around. You really should not have a, honestly, it irks me to be like, this is what I believe in. Well, do you? Have you traveled around and seen what the other side's like?
Yeah.
And until you make a decision, I feel like that's what you should do.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. For most people, it's like that. You know, I mean, and they're only concerned about their own ecosystem and stuff. They don't know what the hell's going on in L.A. They don't really care. You know, they want to make sure that...
People should be well-rounded and travel around. Yeah. Like, I mean, I've
No, they
around.
Should, but not everybody can afford to, you know, and they still should have the right to vote. So, but at least they should be... open and,
I kind of feel like you shouldn't. I know that's fucked up, but I honestly, my mentality has changed. I feel like you should not have the right to vote unless you've visited a couple other cities and seen how other people live. I feel like you need to have that wider, to broaden like your I can't think of the word right now because I'm so tired.
Horizons.
But horizon, broaden your surroundings and see how other people live and see, you know, experience life a little bit more before you're able to vote. Like, just if you're in the same town growing up in the same way all the time, how the hell do you know what any other city's like?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I have a complaint about people voting at 18. You know,
I
think
agree.
That's too young.
I think it's way too young.
They don't understand what the hell they're talking about. I mean, you know, I hear it for my kids and stuff. And
21.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You can't even drink till 21. You can vote for the president at 18.
Yeah, and you don't really understand shit of what's going on.
You don't. And you haven't traveled around that much. And it's like when you're 21, you've gone away to college. Mm. Sometimes it's, you know, it's here wherever you're still at home and you're going away to college. But you're with kids from around the world, around the country. You know, they're with other opinions. You're learning different things and different theories on life. And then you should be able to vote. Mm. I feel like 21 is like you learning more after college.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you know, 18, you they're still kids, man.
Yeah.
You know, they are.
Again, like you need to have that. That's what it is. It's the well-roundedness from meeting other people from other cultures.
Right.
From other cities, from other walks of life.
Right.
Then vote.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking is like 18 is so young, and yet this is the age that they, you know, kids go into the army and stuff, you know? And that's, I mean, can you imagine these kids are like fighting in battlefields and shit?
No,
you know?
I.
And I mean, they're still like so young.
Again, I think it should be, I think it should be 21. And I think, and that's true because you know what they do? They put you in the front line.
Yeah.
You know, and when.
But that's because, you know, at that age, you're in much better shape than you would be later, you know?
True.
That's why they do it.
You're also the ones that lives are going to be lost right away.
Right.
And you're the ones that are, you know, young enough to start, keep a family and you know, and what they, so the older ones that are in their 40s are safe.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like we need to be producing good genes, not anyway, I'll talk about that. That's me. But another thing, that bothers me too, because another thing is if you look at it, okay, another thing. Look at insurance policies, right? Mm-hmm. When you turn 16. When a girl turns 16, you know, it's her amount, let's just say it's like $100 a month. Okay. It's more than that, but I'm just gonna say it's $100 a month. If a boy turns 16, your insurance is $160 a month or
really?
Whatever. It's more. If you don't, car insurance is way more for a guy.
Oh, car insurance you're talking about.
But for a guy, until you're 25, I believe it is, because they are more dangerous and out there and make crazy decisions.
Yeah.
In the same sense, if you're 18 in the military, given you're trained by the military, but you're still out there making crazy decisions, or you're voting and your brain is like, you know, you're just whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like you're all over the place. You're not really mature, I don't think, until you're 21.
No, you're not mature.
So I don't think it's right. And I will say this. I do think... I think it's Israel or somewhere, I forget, where every child has
Israel.
To go in the military.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that's brilliant. I really do. Because
but it's out
of
necessity, you know? I mean, the thing is, you don't need all these people.
I respect it, though. And I think people should respect the country and respect life.
Yeah.
Because if we had every person do that, there wouldn't be as much gang throwing around. Because guess what? Those assholes that are the gang ones throwing around, they're going in the military, too. Mm. Every single person has to go into the military and serve at least a year or two or whatever it is. You know, 18 months, fine. You know, and if you all serve, you'll come back a totally different person, and you wouldn't have as much crime here, personally. I mean, think
makes
about that.
Makes sense,
You know?
Makes sense.
So I agree with how, you know, Israel, but I think that's brilliant. I think they were really smart. Yes, because they didn't have a choice, but it's smart. Because look at I mean, there's so much.
No, it helps. It helps the boys grow up for sure.
It does. You know? And it does. Teaches them so much. It teaches them respect of life, mm-hmm. respect of other people, right. you know, respect of the country, the culture. Just you come back a different person.
Yeah.
But and whether you're away in war, whether you're just training, whatever, you still come back different. Right. And like that thing that happened with the crazy motherfucker that went insane killing people in a movie theater.
Right.
That may have not happened if he went away. I mean, given he's crazy. But it may have been different. I don't know. It's just that's my whole perspective on things.
Okay, well, we'll get back to it. I think our guest is calling in. So we'll find out. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Holly Rizzo calling from Gratier Organics.
Yes.
Hi.
Holly, good morning to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Okay, so we were wondering how to pronounce it. So it's Gratier, right?
Gratier.
Gratier,
yes.
Gratier, so okay.
I am saying it right, but I need a little bit more of that accent with it.
Holly, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling you from Naples, Florida.
Oh, wow. That's is that near where you are?
Yeah, that's near where my parents are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Cool.
So this is one of my favorite lines. They have it's a skincare line for men and women, and I absolutely love them. And so I invited her on the show to talk about the product line and for the rest of the world to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Gratier Organics is our organic anti-aging lifting skincare line. We have two different parts of the line, one targeted towards expression lines. So those are the little lines we get next to our eyes and on our forehead and in between our eyebrows. And the other one is lifting lines. So it targets on just lifting the entire face.
Mm-hmm.
All of our ingredients are certified organic. We use cold press essential organic oils. We use native flora from the Sea of Galilee and hot thermal spring water from Gratier Spring in northern Israel.
Wow, sounds good. I'm originally from Israel, so I can vouch that the water is very good and the minerals, too. So now let me ask you this. The company is based in Israel, right?
The products are manufactured in Israel, and okay. we are the United States distributor for the product.
Right, okay. Now, you say that these products are anti-aging. How exactly does it work? What can someone expect when they use this?
Well, when they use it, it helps to regenerate skin cells. It helps to increase collagen, because at age 25, we start to lose collagen in our face. That's what holds it up, and it's you know, all hydrated and no wrinkles. And as we start to lose collagen, that's when we get sagging, fine lines, and wrinkles.
I see. That's why women get collagen in their lips, right?
Well, I will say that I think these products are amazing. And even though like one of them I put like the one that like you can make your eyes, like your lines go away by your eyes, I can also use it on my lips. And it's amazing. Like, I use all these products, especially before, like, a photo shoot and whatnot. And because today everything is HD, so you see every single line. Mm. I'm telling you, this product line is amazing. Like, it really does, like, help dissipate the lines, like, almost instantly. Like, 24 hours at least.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Holly, for those who don't understand, what's the difference between organic and certified organic?
Certified organic, we have three different certifications from different organic organizations. Our soil that we use is organic. Our seeds that we use are organic. Any ingredients that we buy that come from other places, they have to be certified as organic. So there's a lot that goes into the process of it. And being from Europe, Europe has way higher skincare regulations than the United States does. Mm-hmm. There's over 1,000 ingredients that in Europe you're not allowed to put in skincare. In the United States, there's only 10, and one of them's arsenic.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. So, okay, cool. Well, so the website is gratier.co.il, and this is spelled G-R-A-T-I-A-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so are these only available on your website, or do you have outlets where people can get them?
It's gratierorganics.com. I don't know if that's exactly what you said. But
oh, no, because, well, I had a different one. I have the Israeli one. But, okay, so say the website again.
It's Gratier, G-R-A-T-I-A-E, organics. www.thefallenfruit.com.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'm on a different website.
But it's the their products are on there too.
Okay.
It's both, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So the one that's here is.
Okay.
That
yeah, that's just the link I got. But you're right. You sent me two links.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. I was like, they're on both. But okay. So I have a question. So everything, like the products are all from Israel and everything. When you get the seeds and all from different farms, are they all from overseas? Or and they're like made over there, or some things from here? I know that's a weird question, but I'm just curious.
All of them are manufactured in Israel in our solar-powered plant.
Awesome.
Very conscious of the environment. 2006, we won Guardians of the Environment. All of our bags are recyclable. If you burn them, they won't do harmful carcinogens into the air. All of our packaging can be recycled.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, all around, good. Can we basically say that you guys are green then? Like that?
I guess we could say that.
Yeah, why not? Everybody else does.
They're pretty green. I mean, like, if everything's, like, recycled, isn't that what a green company... I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. A green company is. I think so.
Yeah. Great packaging as well. I love the packaging here as well. So this is for men as well, right, Holly?
We do have a men's line as well as our regular line, the Ultrox, the lifting line. And then we have, you know, salt scrub, body butter, which can be used by men or women.
Yeah.
Now, what is the difference between a men's line and a women's line? I'm just curious. Like, could a woman use some of the men's stuff and men use some of the women's and vice versa? Or is it have to be separate?
You could use some of the men's stuff. However, it smells like men.
Oh. I don't know. Well, I didn't know if it
might
was like,
not be a bad thing.
Well, I didn't know if it was like something like... like you'll grow hair or the right. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, I've actually tried all the products, and but you smell like a man when you put on.
Okay. Well, I see you pretty much cover facial care, eye care, body care, nail care, and men's care, obviously.
I didn't even know there was nail care, so that's good to know now.
Yeah, now you know. They cover the whole body pretty much.
I'm literally obsessed with this line. I think it's amazing. I really, really do. I've seen a huge difference. Like even if I have like a little breakout and I use the product, it's gone. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, the
really?
Next day. Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to get some of that.
I'm obsessed.
Okay, sounds good. Well, there's a lot of products here. So everybody check it out.
GrazieOrganics.com. And are they found in local stores too? Like, can anyone find them or do you have to go online and just get them?
Yeah, we have a bunch of storefronts. We're in the Beverly Center over there, and we're in 600 malls over the U.S., so you can find us in any local mall or on our website.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Amazing. Okay. Holly, thank you so much for all the information. This is exciting, and I hope everybody goes out and get it.
Yes.
And did you have anything to add, Holly?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. And I just wanted to mention that we are going to be on WeTV next Friday at 7 a.m. If you guys want to tune in, the Art of Living show, they're doing a segment on Gratier Organics.
Oh, awesome.
Which is awesome.
Sounds
I'm so excited.
Good.
And I will tweet about it to everyone, too. Oh, yeah. Do you guys have a Twitter that people can follow you on or a Facebook?
It's at Gratier Organics. And Facebook is facebook.com/Gratier Organics.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool. And the links are on the website, so you guys can check it out.
Perfect.
Okay, Holly, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not inexpensive, that's for sure. But if it does what it promises to do.
It's so good. Yeah, if I use some of like their lines away, like near my smile lines or something, especially when you tan a lot, you know, like your skin gets really dry and everything, it just replenishes it. And I don't know what it is. It's got like this, I don't know if it's like pH balanced or I think that's what it is, but it like literally, no matter if your like skin's super dry or super oily, and I have a weird combination, it's perfect for it. Because if your skin's super dry and you use something like that's more drying, you'll, you know, cause more peeling and then more breakouts. And if your skin's super oily and you know what I mean? Like you can break out more too. So it's always hard for me to find a product. And I've found them and I think they're so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should be the spokesperson.
I know. Shouldn't I?
Yeah, that's cool. So, okay. So we were talking about the, so this is funny that I went to the Israeli site, but it's still in English.
It's still,
you know?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's still theirs, yep.
Yeah.
I just realized, I'm like, I forgot that I think I stepped in dog doo-doo yesterday.
Really?
When I was working out, and I can smell it on my shoe.
Oh, no.
I just thought I wanted to share that with everybody.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm like, this is not happening. And I'm looking down, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it there's a little bit there. Awesome.
Okay.
This is how tired I was this morning. I told you.
Yeah. So we started talking about you bringing up the guy shooting the theater
yeah.
and everything. And I don't remember what your point was, but
saying if he was in the military. Well, then again, you don't know with him because he's so crazy. So if he had military training, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, seeing life just, you know, respecting life, and if someone does get injured or severely or dies next to you, you really respect life a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and you pay attention to more of the little minor details around you and whatnot. So maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, that's true, but it depends, you know, because our society here, we're not that good at absorbing the soldiers back when they come back, you
mm-hmm.
know. In Israel, it's different, you know.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, because, you know, everybody goes, you know,
right.
so it's like your
so
son, your father,
like.
Your brother,
right.
and all that stuff.
But
so
see,
it's different. But here, they come back totally, like, traumatized and everything,
right.
you know, and not that they don't over there. I mean, war is just hell, period.
Right.
But a lot of our returning
but,
soldiers here, man,
because
suicide,
we don't know.
You know.
Because we don't know and we don't have that support.
Yeah,
but if we all of a sudden, if we all of a sudden force everyone to go in and do it,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, not saying now, like, you're above a certain age, and I'm not saying, what's that movie that just came out? Hunger Games. I'm not saying, you know, put your names in a hat and whoever's between this age and this age has to go fight to your death.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it would give a bigger respect, I think,
mm-hmm.
for everyone. But if we start, we have to start at some point. So if
yeah.
we start now, and let's say, you know, everyone goes in between, if you haven't gone, then you go in between the ages of, like, you know, 18 and, or not 18, they're literally 21,
yeah.
but 21 and 25 to go in and learn, then, you know, eventually those 21 and 25-year-olds are going to become parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have that pattern of respect and support, and we'll build that support system.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you're assuming that it's totally a positive thing to go to the military, and that, you know, that people, you know, I mean, people can be good people without going to the military.
True.
Too. They can be good citizen, good family people and stuff. So, yeah, so, you know, but I mean, there's something to what you're saying, you know, because there's a lot of discipline that you can learn.
Yeah.
In the military, you know, and they don't have to send them to fight or anything.
No, they could just be learning it.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone would come back as know they're equals because everyone is going. No matter where you come from, what color you are, and what
yeah.
walk of life you come from, as long as you're an American, you're going.
Right.
And I feel like that would kind of unite everyone more. Maybe there wouldn't be as much racism or hatred
yeah.
or hate
There's
crimes
There's something
and
to
whatnot.
What you're saying. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I mean, what I don't understand is automatic firearms, you know. I mean, it's just like...
I don't get that either. I don't think that should be allowed at all. I really...
Yeah.
No, not unless you're in the military. And,
yeah,
and then
it's
you
military
take them away.
Tools, you know. I mean,
right.
you know, people are like, yeah, we have the right, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Like a tank. You can't buy a fucking tank.
You can.
You know?
People have done it. I know somebody who's done
okay,
it.
Okay, but people don't do it.
You
okay?
normally don't.
Yeah.
But I do know
you
some
don't
people
buy
that
military
have.
Shit. You
but
know,
you can't use it. It's not like you
yeah.
can use it. You just drive it around and
yeah.
then for show, but I mean, yeah, I don't get it. I think that if you're in the military and you're issued certain guns like that, that artillery has to be taken away from you when you leave.
Yeah.
And you can't bring it home with you.
Yeah, but not only that, but this guy bought it. I mean, he fucking bought it at a store, you know?
I don't understand.
At a few stores.
And I don't understand how that's even sold. I think
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't
know?
Make any fucking
I mean, you know,
sense.
Handguns make sense. You
yeah,
know?
Handguns
I mean,
do.
You want to defend yourself
right.
and stuff. Although guns are made specifically to kill people. You know, they have
right.
no other function other than to kill people. But I can see where, you know, you're entitled to have some arms to protect you, defend you and your family. No
right.
problem there, you know.
See, I carry bear mace and and bear mace, what it is, it's a combination of pepper spray and tear gas.
Oh, really?
So it's tear gas. I
yeah.
mean, it's full on craziness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to spray it at anybody?
I have.
Really?
Yeah. And
wow.
I saved a life that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very intense. But yeah. So yeah, I mean,
scary being a woman.
Yeah, but someone's gotta, you know, someone's gotta protect yourself.
Yeah.
And that is just as effective because I don't want to kill somebody. Mm. I mean, if I have a gun, if I owned a gun and you were, I would shoot you in the knee.
Mm.
Because that is the worst. I mean, you're going to have so much pain
being
shot in the foot or the knee. But it's going to stop you from doing whatever the hell you were doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to kill you. You can heal. But it'll stop you in your tracks till the cops get there or someone else.
But you know
it.
What? I mean, that's good when you're planning it. But once it's happening, I mean, you'd fucking shoot him in the head, too, if you had to. You know?
It depends on the situation. And no, my thought would not be to do that. I would want to injure them. But then again, if you're fighting with the gun and they're pulling it away from you, it's a free for all. It's right. Wherever I shoot is where it's going.
Right.
You know, as long as it's not me or anyone else. And it's just, you know, then you're fighting and you don't really have a choice.
Right.
But if you're at a distance, you have a choice.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I don't see anybody needing a fucking semi-automatic or anything for any use at all.
No.
I mean, if you go hunting with it...
You can't go hunting with it. You would explode the animal.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Like,
but they'll be full of fucking lead.
Exactly. And you wouldn't want to eat it. And that hunting is a sport, but it's also like you're supposed to eat. And it's like the Native American way. I believe in that. Like if you're going to hunt to kill it and enjoy all of its food.
Yeah.
You know, in every single part of it. Don't waste it. And if you have a semi-automatic weapon... You're not going to enjoy and eat part of the animal.
Yeah.
You're going to just fuck shit up.
Yeah.
So why do we sell that? I don't understand that. It's literally a murder
weapon.
NRA. That is a murder weapon.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Not
mass
it at all.
Murder weapon too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody should need a weapon like that.
A semi-automatic gun. No.
Yeah.
And you wonder why there's so much crime in small cities, because they can just walk in and take it.
Well, the criminals will get it anyway, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's underground thing, true, but still, I mean...
But less people, you know, I mean, like, he didn't belong to any organization or anything, so he probably wouldn't have gotten it unless he bought it.
Do you know how long he had that gun before he actually used it?
Well, for several months, he'd been buying. It wasn't just one. I think he had a couple of them, you know, like assault weapons. Assault rifles.
And how many did he use in the actual shooting that day? Two?
That I don't know.
Or was it the automatic one that just kept, you know, reloading it?
Yeah, but that one got stuck, I think, or something. So then I think he pulled out another gun.
Jesus,
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Did he have a trench coat on?
No, he had sort of like fatigues on, you know, or maybe like SWAT clothes.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
Does he even say what he was thinking? Was he eating bath salts? I'm just curious.
I don't know. They're not releasing any of that information, so we don't know. I don't think he said a fucking word to anybody. I really don't, you know. I mean, if he had, I'm sure they'd publicize it and have it in the newspaper. But he's not even talking to his lawyers, I guess, to the lawyers that were appointed.
He should be on the electric chair.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, maybe he will be.
But I don't know how the state of... I guess if it's on a federal level, you can do that, but certain states don't allow it. Mm. So I don't know if Colorado allows death penalty.
Death penalty? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I know... I think it is in Maryland you're allowed, but I mean, I know certain states don't allow it. So I don't know if... And that's the thing. If it's on a federal level, then they can just override all of that. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true, because it is a federal crime.
Right.
You know, so
I think they were actually talking about that in the very beginning, if they were going to try him on... What level they were going to try him on.
Mm.
And I'm curious, too.
Yeah.
Because I guess it just depends. Like, sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes the state is worse.
Mm.
But and then you go on with the federal after.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I think the state has to go along with it for there to be a death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. That's why some states have it and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think, I mean, because federal is obviously overrides everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if the federal says... Law says we believe in it,
right.
Then it can happen. But
yeah.
And I know each state is different too. Like when you get the death penalty, like some are the electric chair, some are by injection.
Right.
You know, damn.
I don't think there's any more electric chair though.
I really wish it was by firing squad. How ironic.
I know. No, I think they all do it by injection now.
Yeah.
You know? It's too barbaric. Oh man. So, okay, well, let's see. Let's get into this a little bit. I guess Mitt Romney is promising 12 million jobs in 4 years if he gets elected.
How?
You know, he figures that $250,000 a month for 4 years would add up to that. Now,
how can he get that many jobs per month? By providing what?
Well, you know, I mean, his old plan, I can't really tell you how he's going to do it, but he's going to lower taxes and, you know, I don't know how the hell he's going to do it, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm just curious, that, like, what that, is
that's what they're predicting, you know, that they, you know, that about economic growth and so forth and based on that, you know.
Okay.
And look, there's past figures and stuff like that, you know, and I think 250,000 jobs a month is not a lot. For our country, it's just that
it's a start.
You have to, yeah, and I mean that's a big if, you know, if you can sustain it every month and so forth. But
I mean, I'm wondering where he's going to put it, because here's the thing, like if you guys saw in the news recently, you know, the Postal Service, literally,
yes.
What's going on with that? And it's
yeah.
like so many
They're
people
closing
are,
down many of them.
Yeah, and it actually went in effect yesterday,
mm-hmm.
actually. So I mean, they said it's not going to affect us at all, but. Everything's happened yesterday.
Yeah, but small towns.
And they're no longer going to do Saturday service
right.
coming soon.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's
I don't know. I heard that they proposed that.
I saw it
I
on the news. Yeah.
So they it's were
talking,
for sure now?
No, they were talking about that's
right.
probably what they're going to do. That would affect us.
Right.
And mail's not going to be as fast because so many workers have been let go.
Right.
They're giving pension plans. They've been giving pension plans for a while now and letting I forget how many people were let go recently and how many more are going to be let go. And
yeah.
and they're closing down so many postal services. I mean, the lines now are long enough as it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what? I mean, the reason they're in trouble is because people use the mail a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we may not miss them as much. You know, if it's not as often.
I need to send packages, and I don't want to be, you know, spending an arm and a leg to send a package.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's all going to, prices are going to go up.
But you have UPS and alternate.
But they're going to go up.
Yeah.
The prices are going to go up because they know they can. Because, see, before you have so many
yeah.
different options to be able to send things. You can go USPS, you can go first class mail.
I don't think it's really going to affect the packages, though, you know, because that's where they make their money. You know, so
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because if everyone doesn't want to go with, USP or regular, you know, first class mail anymore because
right.
it's so slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not guaranteed as much. So, or as fast because there's no Saturday service.
Right.
Yet FedEx, well, I don't know if FedEx delivers Saturday. But anyway, is there other places do deliver?
Right.
So, then you're going to go with them, right?
Right.
But then they have the right to jack up their prices because they know that you can only use them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They know that.
There's less competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think prices are going to rise all around is what I'm saying. And
right.
that's going to fuck us in
right.
the long run.
But that's the thing is I think the Postal Service does not get enough packaging business, you know. So they're, you know, they depend on the letters that you pay 40 cents or something for. And, you know, that's...
I think they still get a lot. I mean, I tend to go with first-class mail or priority
right.
mail because it's cheaper, usually. And, like, I next-day air things a lot. And, you know, it's only, like, $25 for, like, a small envelope. Or,
right.
or you can get, like, flat rate and everything. And you can't do that with any other service.
Oh, okay.
And so... Or it's way more... It's, like, so much more expensive.
Yeah.
So if that's taken away and goes up...
Yeah.
Wow. Because because my postal center that I go to, I've been going for years, and they're in the Grove, and they're really busy, and they offer all kinds of options, but they don't have FedEx there. So everyone, I mean, I'm talking all kinds, it's people come in with boxes all
right.
the time,
yeah.
and think of businesses
right.
that are sending things that way just as well. I mean,
yeah,
given they'll probably get a discount because they're a business, but still, it's like you're still sending a lot, prices are going up, that's still costing us a ton.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I mean, it's going to affect us. It's going to affect us definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing is I think the reason that it's so cheap is because that's why they're not making it, you know, they can't
yeah.
make much money and stuff.
But it's like, so what jobs is he going to supply? Is he going to give back the postal center? I mean, like, is he going to give, that's what I'm trying to say, like, what
yeah.
are you giving us? That's
well, no, he's not giving anything, but
poof,
by
you're gonna make
stimulating the economy, you know, and then when you do, then companies hire.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So we'll see. I mean, you know, obviously it's all up in the air and it's all promises and stuff, but...
I mean, it's been so bad that it can only really go up, and I really believe it's going to go up, you
yeah.
know, eventually within the next couple of years, but Jesus, it's, you know, it's it can't get much worse.
Yeah.
I don't think. I really do believe it's going to be more positive, but it's a matter of, it's going to take time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough now. It's hard to make predictions. I mean, San Bernardino went bankrupt yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, it's the third.
Two cities now in California.
Three, actually. Three cities.
What's the third one? There's Stockton, San Bernardino.
Right.
The
and then there
one?
Was another one that I can't remember the name for it. It's,
okay.
It's not that known.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, you know, and in California, too, out of all places, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. But then again, I mean, we are the most in debt. This is why, you know, our I want to go crazy with the whole construction and all that shit that they do. Another thing I want to say about California, this doesn't make any sense to me. When I first moved here, I was blown away that we have red light, literally, and people who are not listening, who are listening from around the world that don't have never been to California. When you get on the highway here, there is a red light. And it turns, it's red to stop, and then it turns green to let you go on the on-ramp to get on the highway.
Right.
No other place has this. Now, do you know how much electricity that costs to use per day, plus the amount of money it costs for the actual machine itself and to work and be put up and put in? No other place in the country has this.
That's true, but do you know how much it helps the fucking traffic?
It doesn't. Use a stop sign.
It does.
Because if you stop and come to a full stop and then go, it's the same amount of time.
No, because they decide how long you're going to wait, you know, and they decide what times of the day and stuff.
I mean, the electricity
is something small when you have to deal with the traffic in this town.
I don't know about that.
And it
does really help a lot.
And,
you know, another thing is, too, is like I found like on the East Coast they do this a lot, and this is getting, they're getting smarter and smarter, especially in D.C. I grew up in Maryland, so it's the D.C. area. I don't know if you know, it was a 10-year project because that actually is the worst traffic in all of the U.S.
Really?
Was D.C. Mm. And here's bad, but D.C. is really bad, too. And we've got 1,000 highways. We go every which way. Like here we've got, you know, it's because the city was built really bad here in L.A. There's only a couple highways. You know, there's nothing that actually takes you directly from, you know, to go across West Hollywood.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go to Santa Monica that way. No, I have to drive all the way south to hit the 10 or go all the way up 405 and come all the way back. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So you want to take the back roads. Where anywhere else in the other city is not like that. There's highways that go across everywhere.
Right.
Given we have earthquakes. And that would cause a major issue if, you know, our if we were to build like high ramps above our city. Which is what other cities
Although
do.
Although we do have those.
I mean, more.
Yeah.
And then that falls on, you know, middle West Hollywood. I mean, for whatever reason, we can't build so high here because of that.
Right.
Where on the East Coast, you can just stack and stack and stack. Yes,
yeah.
We do have them in certain areas, but not all over. Like, you know, in Baltimore, we would have, right now, like here, there'd be a highway above it. Like,
really?
That's just
above the building?
Yeah, above the building.
Really?
They have them. Yeah.
What?
Because, it, you know, but it gets you around. And so in D.C., there was a 10-year project, and I think it's almost done. It might be either this year or 2014 where it's done. I can't remember. And what they were doing is, yes, adding more lanes and everything and more traffic lanes and all that and adding more highway, but they've got the roundabouts. And England does this just as much.
Uh-huh.
And it saves time, it saves from a red light. You don't even need a red light.
Yeah, I know. I love those. They have them in Europe and stuff.
Yeah, the roundabout.
Right.
It saves so much energy. It's the same amount.
And it keeps the traffic flowing too, you know?
It keeps it flowing.
Every time I go to Israel, I think about that.
And why don't they have... And I've noticed in smaller towns, you know, up north, they're doing it.
They do.
They haven't done it here yet. And it's like a couple of the neighborhoods in West Hollywood actually have it.
Oh, really?
They're a little step ahead. Yeah. But it avoids a traffic light.
Yeah.
It avoids electricity. It avoids so many things. But then again, I feel like the city wants to have the traffic light because they want to have tickets. And because the tickets help pay for you run the light, you get a ticket. I don't know. Because we don't have any money coming from anywhere else because we're so freaking broke. Just like the parking meters everywhere. You know, there's parking meters. They charge so much money to park now. It's ridiculous. And Sundays used to be free. Do you know in parts of the city they're not free anymore?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to pay.
Yeah.
That's how broke they are. And that's just it's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, what they're worried about is the fucking dispensaries here. You know, that's what they're like. They have to close all of them because it's really like, quote unquote, a big problem, right? I mean, they could fucking make so much money off of
this. They just taxed
stuff,
on
know?
It.
Yeah.
Why don't they just tax on it? Tax on it and you'll make freaking money.
Because they're assholes. You know, they're all fucking politicians. They're all moved by politics and self-interest and shit like that, you know. And we've had a mayor that's been around here for too long. He needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's irritating. I mean, you know, I know what you're saying about that. And there's things that they could fix, but they worry about things that are unimportant.
Exactly. And if they were just to allow it to happen and just tax a little bit on it. You know, they're doing taxes now, get this, on tanning salons.
Really?
Yeah, they raise the tax. They never had it before. They raise a tax on tanning salons. It's been a big issue with a lot of the tanning salons and spray tan places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just passed recently in California.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna tax on that, then why can't you tax on smoking weed, going to the dispensaries? I mean, like, I don't, because they would make so much money. They would make so much money. And then that's how you'd pay the city debt back for everything that we have going on.
Yeah. But they don't think that way. You know, it's all like, what is it? The vote
last
week.
Maybe I should run for election. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, nobody would even take a chance in, you know, being different or everything. So it was like 14-0, the vote and stuff. But, I don't know. People are going to say that it's going to be so expensive to enforce that they're probably not going to do it. You know.
How is it expensive to enforce?
Because they're going to have to go after each one, and you know, there's a lot of procedures that go on, legal procedures and things like that. I mean, it's not that easy to go and do it.
Well, they already have people that go around and make sure that they're doing the right, you know, they're selling correctly when it comes to dispensaries in the first place.
Right.
They have these, whatever you call them, that go around and make sure that everything's clean, legit, and running whatever to whatever standards.
Right.
And nothing dirty is happening through the back door. They already have that.
Yeah.
So you're not really adding anything more.
No, but this would involve police and everything, you know.
For
and,
taxes? And just to tax?
No, not to tax, but to close them down.
Oh, to close them down.
Yeah,
I was
that's
confused.
What I meant.
I was like, what do you mean?
No, no, okay. I meant to close them down.
I thought you meant to make sure they all tax. I'm like, really? Because I think they would want to, A, pay the taxes for it, or the companies itself, because they want to stay open.
Right.
They want to, like, you know, promote it. And get.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the bottom line, really, is that's what they should do everywhere in this country.
And here's the thing.
You know?
To close them down is going to just, people are going to still going to do it. It's going to be like the
prohibition
era. Yeah, it
drives people underground. Yeah.
You're going to be underground, and there's going to be more shit coming over the Mexican border than there ever, you know, given we have our own great stuff here.
Right.
And it because right now it's legal, and we can, you know, sell it in the dispensaries and everything, and you can have, like, your places to make it and formulate, grow the plants and everything. But if that were to all shut down and be taken away, and you start, it's going to cost a lot of money to raid all these places, and obviously it's all of California.
Right.
So there's more debt gone.
Right.
But then we're going to open up the border to Mexico, even worse than it already is, for all the other shit that's going on, because we're going to need to get more.
Yeah.
And we're going to go elsewhere to, you know, deal underground with.
And it's stupid, because they say, well, if you're a patient and stuff, you can grow your own. Well, fuck this shit. You know, I'm not going to wait months for the plant to grow. You know, you need expertise. You need time.
You can
need
only,
patience.
Like, plant them a certain time of the year.
Yeah. You know, what is this, you know?
Yeah. That's just, it's crazy. And then you have to water them, keep a certain temperature down, treat them with a, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You
Why
know,
can't I mean, you let someone else do it for you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a farm. It's basically saying, go milk your own cow in your own backyard. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't even smoke weed, but I'm arguing because I think it's retarded.
It is retarded. It definitely is.
I just don't get it. I really don't. Go kill your own chicken to make your own meat. We're not going to supply you with chicken anymore in the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous,
I mean,
you know? Yeah, or like grow your own tobacco and make your own fucking cigarettes or something.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I agree, you know? And but... People are probably going to keep moving around to different states wherever it's legal, you know. If they shut it down here, we'll move to Colorado.
I found out that I didn't realize recently that Arizona is legal now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that because it used to not be. And I used to have friends that would come get a P.O. box here, but it was not a P.O. box. It would be like a suite number or something. And they would come here, get their card, and then bring it all back to Arizona.
Really?
Yeah. And so they used to come here all the time, and I wonder why they weren't coming recently. Oh, because it was legalized there. I didn't realize
that. We don't have to come all the way here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty funny. So is Colorado's legal too?
Yeah. Colorado's been legal for a while. And there are many states that are.
Really?
You know, for medical marijuana.
I wonder who else.
Yeah. You know, there's so many. I mean, I can't even tell you. I think there's over 20 states that are like that.
So I have a question. So it's legal on a... you know, a state level, but it's not legal on a federal level. So, but the feds are focusing, I mean, given it's California and we have a lot more stores than anywhere else because we've been doing it the longest, they're focusing more on closing down places here. What about the rest of the U.S. then? That's
No, I mean, because that's a local thing, you know? So, I mean, the feds obviously aren't that interested in this. Sometimes they come here and flex their muscles and shit. But for the most part... they let it happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
the local. It's a city now.
Okay. Oh, it's a city.
City. Yeah, it's L.A.
So it's L.A. alone.
It's L.A. alone.
So
LA
you
County,
could go up north and still be able to
get here. Yeah, like Santa Clarita or something.
Now, why is it L.A.? I'm wondering why. Because in a way, it should be helping the drug problem. Because basically what you're going to do is promote it. And here's the thing. If you close everything down here, we're going to go to our local drug dealer. And we're going to find it. And not only that local drug dealer... it may not be good stuff.
Right.
And it's probably could be mixed with other shit. And then eventually, that's when I say certain drugs can lead to other drugs. Because if that's not around and this is, I might go for that. Yeah. I don't know. Why not?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And that's not my mentality, but I'm saying that's other people's.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, and I don't understand why the city council has to deal with shit like this, but they do. They think it's worth their time, and they're protecting us from ourselves.
Which is that's what it too is. Much government.
All right, Brigetta, that's it for today, for this week. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Monday.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.